I'll never forget reading the story of Anissa Ayala. In 1988, Anissa was 16 years old and diagnosed with a rare form of leukemia. The doctor said that if she did not receive a bone marrow transplant, that even after chemotherapy and radiation treatment, she would die. Neither her parents nor her brother was a match, and they couldn't find a donor anywhere. Her parents, both in their 40s, decided to conceive another child and hoped that their new baby's bone marrow would be compatible with Anissa's. To their great delight, it was determined that their new baby girl was a compatible donor. When Marissa Ayala was 14 months old, the doctors took some of her marrow and gave it to Anissa. Anissa made a full recovery from the leukemia, and both sisters lead healthy lives today. In a very real sense, Marissa was conceived and born to save her sister's life. She says, quote, "Without me being a perfect match for my sister, she would not be here," close quote. Well, the Bible reveals that Jesus was miraculously conceived by the Holy Spirit in the womb of a young Jewish woman named Mary and was born into this world for the express purpose of saving us from being condemned to hell for all eternity under God's wrath, the just judgment and penalty of our sin. Jesus, the Son of God, the one who is Emmanuel, God with us, sent from heaven, born in a stable in Bethlehem 2,000 plus years ago, came to be the Savior of us all. Without Jesus being the perfect one to die for us, we would all perish in our sins and spend a living death in hell forever. Thank God for the gift of Jesus. I'm Jack Maynard, Senior Pastor of Cornerstone Baptist Church in Greenville, Mississippi. Find us on the web at cornerstonedelta.com.